This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Vinny and Haney on Sports Radio, 105.7 The Fan.
And Gillespie looks to inbound. There it goes to Queen. Queen will drive in against Morton. Queen with a shot off the glass. Got it! And the Panthers have won it! At the buzzer on a shot! Oh, my goodness! By Derrick Queen. 72-71. And we're heading to San Francisco. It's about time!
First, that was my first game winner. And when Coach drew up the play, my teammates trusted me and he trusted me. I was a little bit nervous, but I knew like, we was due for one. And he did pay us the money. and we all trust him because he's like a player coach. And then he want nothing but the best for us. First, I just want to put on for Baltimore. I mean, a lot of people don't really make it out of Baltimore. And then I just wanted to come here and make a change. And then hopefully I did make a change so Coach Willard can keep getting a lot of local kids.
Where does that confidence come from?
I mean, I think I'm from Baltimore, that's why.
There you go. If you know, you know. If you don't, you don't. Derrick Queen, national TV to Andy Katz last night after he hits the game-winning bank shot, dribbling to his left, shooting from the right, off the glass. We'll get into the travel that wasn't here. As the show progresses, Gene Steratore explained it at halftime of the Oregon-Arizona game because I was so charged up. I've been saying it before the show. Nolan, I don't know about you. So charged up after the Terps win at the buzzer. I couldn't sleep. Couldn't relax. If they would have lost, I probably would have been like cussing at stuff for a few minutes. That would have been like cozy into the night air on my brand new bed that I put together last Tuesday, part of my vacation chores. But Nolan, it was a fired up shot, and this is a guy, me, who's been living this for over 50 years. And granted, it got him to the Sweet 16, biggest shot in the tournament since Drew Nicholas back in 2003, where they beat Wilmington, then beat Xavier, got to the Sweet 16 that year. We've had regular season buzzer beaters that have been great and fun to watch, and certainly Maryland's a championship program, and we got two of their Final Four experiences coming up during the whip around. But to this level, for this long to wait for that sort of thing to happen, and right before Colorado State hit the three, they do the video montage of the four Maryland buzzer beater losses. I'm like, really? Mm-hmm. And then Clifford's parents, really? And then the dude drains the three. Perfectly executed play. by the way, for Colorado State. But plenty of time left, and we can get into strategy, and we will. Should you have given the foul, you know, because you have fouls to give, et cetera, et cetera. You get to midcourt, you call the timeout. Derek Queen goes to Willard, who he said he pays us the money. And now with Damon gone, maybe they'll get a little more money to pay some of these players. Give me the MF and ball. And he gave it to him. And he made him look like a brilliant coach for doing so. There were things we'll get into. Maryland on the boards. I mean, come on, dude. One of the worst offensive rebounding teams in the country was Colorado State. And Robbie Hummel kept pointing it out during the game. Said, yeah, they're getting all these boards, but they're not making Maryland pay. But still, Michigan, well, they have 2 7-footers. They crushed Maryland on the boards in the Big Ten tournament. But last night, inexplicable. But that shot, Nolan, you're not as old as me. And I've seen a lot. Maryland hoops, heartbreak and joy. For you, young guy, waiting for that sort of moment. Where's it rating for you right now?
I'm still in a state of shock. It's up there. I don't want to go as far as to say that it's the top moment, but we're talking 2 Sweet 16 appearances in 22 years.
Right.
How could it not be towards the top? And it was almost cinematic. Just the shot itself, the fadeaway. How many times this year did we get on his case for shooting those unnecessary fadeaways? And then he hits the
big one. If he would have threw up another left-handed hook brick on the other side, I would have lost my mind.
But after everything that had happened this season, your last 4 losses being in that fashion, like you said, it looked like it was going to happen again. We're staring at it. I was numb. I'm sitting there on my sofa watching this all unfold, and I'm saying, oh, my God. It happened again, and there was no doubt about it when it left that kid's hand on the three-pointer. Oh, that's nothing but net. The net barely even moved. It's like, of course. And then everything that's happened since last Thursday with all the drama and Damon leaving and Willard popping off to the media and all the stuff that has happened over the last 4 to 5 days, for this to be the conclusion, at least for now, to send you the next round, I thought it was poetic. I thought it was straight out of a movie.
Yeah, they go to San Francisco now Thursday, and Thursday is going to be a pretty epic sports day for Baltimore fans because the Orioles start their season during the day at Toronto. Game will be played because it's a controlled environment, and then you have the Sweet 16 for the first time in 9 years. Florida survived UConn in a great game, and that was the early game at 12 o'clock. But we did the show last week, Vinny, when you were off with Jimmy Patsos, and I had Maryland lose into Florida in the Sweet 16. Mm. But for me now, and I'm just speaking for Bob Haney, everything else is gravy. They played to their seat. Now you want them to win, and if they lose Thursday night and there's some controversy involved, I'm going to be running hot on Friday when we're on the air and watching it in real time. They're going to be underdogs against Florida, 6.5. Unless Arkansas beats Texas Tech, they'll be underdogs there. And depending on how they're going to be underdogs the rest of the way. So Sweet 16... They were picked 10th in the league preseason, finished, what, 3rd? And now here they are 2 wins away from the Final 4. Drama aside, pretty strong accomplishment for a team that nobody really knew what they were all about early in the season.
Right, and it was necessary for the program. We talked about it nonstop all year. You got to get to the Sweet 16. At a certain point, that was the baseline expectation. So now you're here. I'm going to be honest with you, though. The fashion in which they won, that to me adds even more weight to it. The fact that it was Queen, the hometown kid, choosing to stay home. You know he's only going to be here for 1 year. To all the people that are complaining about one-and-dones in college basketball. Well, this is what you get. If you make a special moment while they're here, you don't care if they leave in a year because it was all worth it. But that was program-changing last night. Again, the hometown kid. He even said it, I hope that this moment...
Yeah. Multiple times he mentioned Baltimore.
He is the face of the hometown, and with Julian Reese as his teammate, who was here for 4 years, and think about everything he did and how important he was last night. But he's now the poster child for what you can do if you stay home and you stay at Maryland. And I love that comment from him.
There afterwards. You go. So Nolan McGraw getting to celebrate a Sweet 16 for the first time in 9 years. Now it's a tough task, no doubt about it. Florida, SEC champions, SEC tournament champions, well, the tournament, and then winning yesterday, surviving you.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Con. In a very spirited game, UConn looked like they had that thing in hand until, you know, Florida missed a ton of free throws in their game. Maybe that'll be something we could keep an eye on coming up Thursday night. But a big win for the Terps as they finally break through, and we'll see how this could propel them possibly to maybe even greater things in San Francisco. A lot of chalk in this tournament. There's no mid-major schools in the Sweet 16. It's all powerhouse conferences. Rolling through here. And the ACC's been dreadful. Big Ten's been strong. SEC's got seven teams in the Sweet 16. So first true buzzer beater happened last night with Maryland and finally got one to fall on their side.
Bob, I heard a good analogy this morning of why, you know, no mid-majors and why it's chalk. NIL money. You know, because the mid-majors, those dudes that are studs on mid-majors, they're all playing for the big schools because they're getting paid. So, you know, they're basically, they're minor leagues for the big schools. They play well, they're going to get paid to go elsewhere.
Or a Colorado State makes a Maryland sweat because their best player, Clifford, started at Colorado, and then they level down, if you will, and they're good enough to play for these, and they play their asses off and make them competitive and championship worthy. Hey, Gonzaga had Houston sweating big time. Maryland needed a buzzer beater to survive. So those things were there, no doubt about it.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.